We learned yesterday from Humboldt Bay Fire that units were called out Tuesday evening in response to a reported structure fire in the 200 block of Church Street in Eureka. When firefighters arrived on scene, they found heavy fire and smoke coming from a two-story apartment building. It took firefighters just 20 minutes to get the fire under control, but while crews were searching the residence, they found what appeared to be an explosive device in a closet of the building. Firefighters evacuated. The fire then began to spread, but fire crews were limited to protecting neighboring structures and an exterior attack. A bomb technician was called in to remove the suspicious package, and firefighters re-entered the building to complete their work. The building suffered heavy damage, estimated at $400,000, and the cause of the blaze currently remains under investigation. Residential electric and gas customers who have concerns about wireless technology can now choose either a new smart meter or a traditional analog meter. Following the final decision yesterday by the California Public Utilities Commission, Pacific Gas and Electric Company says they support the commission's decision and will respond quickly to customers who opt out of the utility's smart meter program. PG&E customers who want to opt out of the smart meter program can submit their request online at the PG&E website. A quick reminder that police are still on the lookout for a man they believe committed two robberies. Here's reporter Dan Squire with the details.
And a reminder that the Eureka Police Department is investigating a pair of armed robberies that they believe were committed by the same person, and they are asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect. Both robberies occurred at the Stop and Shop in Eureka, the first occurring in August, where the suspect brandished a handgun at the clerk. The second robbery occurred on the 19th of this month when the suspect brandished a bolt-action rifle at the clerk. The suspect is described as a white or mixed-race adult male, 5'9", with a slender to medium build. In the photos released by police, the suspect is seen wearing a black hoodie and a bandana across his face. Police describe the handgun as a 1911 model large-caliber weapon, and the rifle is described as one of the many models of Russian military knockoffs, the Mosin Nagant. Anyone with information about the robberies or the suspect is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Deputies from the Sheriff's Department Community Response Unit served a search warrant at a residence in the 3100 block of Gray Book Lane in Hydesville after receiving complaints of drug sales activity. Deputies found more than 100 growing marijuana plants, 33 pounds of processed weed packaged for sale, $3,800 in cash, and plenty of evidence pointing to the manufacture of hash. Deputies also found a rifle and a handgun. They arrested three people in connection with the residence, including 58-year-old Thomas Miranda, 31-year-old Sarah Miranda, and 31-year-old Matthew Caston. All three were booked into county jail on numerous manufacturing and cultivation charges. The bail for each was set at $500,000. Researchers at Humboldt State University and the University of California Cooperative Extension in Eureka are warning that the onset of sudden oak death could mean a heavy fire season for the North Coast. Sudden oak death has affected oak trees up and down the North Coast. Researchers estimate the disease has killed hundreds of thousands of tan oaks and true oaks over the past 15 years. The dried trees become the perfect home for a crowning fire of intense heat, and the dried leaves on the floor allow wildfires to spread rapidly. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.